we're sitting up here, and I'm sitting here with Jim Estrada. Jim is the owner of Property Inspector LLC. And Jim, I mean, you have an incredible track record, 3,000 inspections. And in today's market, there are a lot of issues. There's a lot of dogs of houses out there.
There certainly are.
And so what are some things that people can look at, you know, before they go through the entire ordeal of actually hiring an inspector, spending the money to come out? What are some things that they can look at just, you know, with their own two eyes to determine if a house is a dog or not?
Well, I think that's probably one of the keys that you have there is using more than your eyes and using all of your senses. Use your nose first thing when you walk in the house. The ideal situation of a house, especially something that's a foreclosure, a bank sale, is to walk in with the windows, doors closed. You don't want to have things aired out. If a selling agent has come along and opened up all the windows and doors, you need to be suspicious. When you go into a base hose, it's going to tell you a lot, okay? Listen to your ears, okay? Listen to everything. Listen to the creaks in the house. Turn on a few faucets. See if you get water hammer, which is a pounding of the pipes. When you're turning on electrical switches and stuff or things flickering, there's a lot of signs that your senses will pick up beside your eyes, and that's one of the biggest problems people have in terms of being shoppers is that they use their eyes and their heart. Okay. And yes, you want to fall in love with your house, but save that until you're almost there.
Right, because, I mean, like a bad girlfriend, a big money pit, huh?
There is no question about that. If we've all seen that movie, The Money Pit.
That's right. So, you know, with people out there, their senses for a house, what are 2 to 3 things that you see right now in Seattle homes that are say, blowing up deals? I mean, what are some of the big issues that you...
Well, roofs in the Northwest with the way it rains are a huge issue. Rats in crawl spaces. So if you're a seller doing a pre-list, to kind of get a feel of some of the major topics, and nothing will turn a woman off more than finding up, having a home inspector come out and say, you got rats in the crawl space, you got rats in the attic, and all of a sudden the house down the block is looking much more attractive. Drainage is another huge, huge issue, and I think about slides in terms of what's going on with some of the real estate.
Well, yeah,
there was
just an article in the Seattle Times about the slides,
okay,
and they're moving. And so what are some things people, I mean, that's an issue that is coming up more and more. And over the years, it seems to hit the news about every year or two, big substantial slides. And I know even out on the coast, there's some houses falling off cliffs.
That is true. In some situations, there's absolutely nothing that you, but you can look at a lot of telltale signs. You're typically in a situation where you're concerned about slides, where you're either at the top of the hill, bottom of the hill. You want to look at what kind of construction and what kind of building has been going on in the area around you. It can certainly change the groundwater immensely, the flow of it. You want to make sure your drainage is good. I'm looking at houses that are designed by architects, and water is flowing off of the roofs like a waterfall, because it's coming down the valleys, there's no gutter shit. So directing water is imperative in terms of a house and having proper drainage around the house.
And so is that, I mean, what would be proper drainage?
Well, directing the water to go where you want it to go.
Okay.
Okay, so we should have drains around the foundation. We should have good down.
And that keeps the water away from the foundation.
Correct.
Okay.
But not necessarily. We have a lot of underground streams. Kirkland is a really, really good area. Probably minimum 50 to 75% of the homes in Kirkland have water underneath the homes, okay? Problem, we don't mind water coming in as long as it goes out as fast as it comes in. So as long as we have a proper system, drainage system designed to absorb the water, which would typically be a French drain going around inside the perimeter of the crawl space with a sump pump directing the water where we want it to go.
So, I mean, water damage appears to be a big one.
Water damage is a huge one.
Okay, so even beyond the slide, you know, slides, the water damage, direct, it sounds like something that's good for everybody out there. Understand where the water is around your house, even if your house might not fall off a cliff one day.
This is very true, and that gets back, again, just to basic maintenance in terms of taking care of your house. Oftentimes, people just don't clean their gutter. They don't direct that water away from the downspouts. It comes down the downspouts and drops right at the base of the house. Instead of having splash blocks, direct the water. We want, ideally, a 6-foot slope of about 1 inch per foot away from the house. Most home builders build a house, and they build up the flower beds with a big, huge mound, so the water is actually directed back to the house, which is exactly what we really want to do.
Okay, so let's say that you've gotten your water figured out. It's funny we're talking about water on probably the nicest 2 days we've had all year. Finally getting a little, should have done this a couple months ago. But, you know, what are some things outside of water, some preventative measures or steps people can take with home maintenance season in the summer?
Well, let's talk about a couple of issues. Just walking around the house, a little more high-tech type situations. We'll have nowadays the GFCI outlets, which are little electrical outlets with test buttons. And we have those located around kitchen, sinks, which is outside any place, again, that we have water to help prevent people from getting electrocuted. Most people do not realize that right on that little outlet, test monthly. Okay. Well,
These are the outlets with the black and red buttons next to sinks.
Correct. And now they're actually getting colored outlets. So oftentimes they can be white, but the old ones were, no question, red and black.
I had those. I still never tested them.
You know,
except for sometimes you plug it in and the electricity would stop going to them.
They would trip from being overloaded or possibly a shock situation.
So more than just reset them. Everybody, test your outlets. Don't just reset them when they die.
Exactly. There are also AFCI breakers, which also have test buttons in the electrical panel since 2004. And also your main breakers in the panel, the reason they need to be tested is they freeze up from lack of use, just like our bodies. So what I really have tried to stress to my clients is once a year in the fall when we have our, they always announce on the radio, change your smoke alarm batteries. Well, you know what? That's a great time to run around and just kind of reset all your GFCIs and all the breakers in the panel so that they'll actually function when you need them.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, with electricity, there comes a lot of safety. I mean, when I think electricity, I'm thinking, hey, let's make sure let's make sure my kid doesn't get shocked, which I know there isn't always possible. But what should people be thinking about as far as home safety? Is there things that people can do safety-tize their home?
In terms of electricity?
In terms of electricity or in general?
In general, steps are a big issue. Okay. In terms of, a lot of times people are building decks. And oftentimes stairs, and they make them uneven. Uneven stairs are a big trip hazard. Decks should be bolted to the house. If you have any questions, a safe deck, you can go to my website or give me a call at any time. I don't care.
What's your website now? Let's plug you. What's your website?
Didn't mean to do that, but www.propertyinspectorllc.com.
Got it. Okay, so one more thing. There's another article that I just recently came across from Fox, and it mentions that people are building, and I bring this up because you're talking about decks. And I feel like if there's anything somebody's going to build without a permit, and honestly, I don't even know if you need a permit for a deck. But if there seems to be a lot of people, especially as they can't maybe move home or they can't get out of the house they want because they're underwater, a lot of people are remodeling their homes without permits, without going through the right order of operations. Have you seen a lot of that, and is it causing big issues?
It's causing very big issues, more and more. Just had a really, really big example of it the other day. I was inspecting a house, and the homeowner had redone the kitchen and said, well, they didn't get any permits because it was all cosmetic. And then I get up in the attic, and I get in a couple other places, and all I'm seeing is electrical and wiring that's not done properly left and right. And actually, about 2 years ago, there was a house that burned down, and the insurance company did not, because the seller had done the wiring without permits. Okay, so it had never been approved. The insurance company was not liable. Okay,
Gordy, are you seeing a lot of that? Talking to people, and when you're out showing houses or selling them, are there a lot of issues coming up with lack of permits, and is that coming up?
Yeah, it always had issues come up, but what's happening now on an economic standpoint is it's buyers are not willing to accept it as much as they used to. Market favored the seller. You'd see a lot of buyers accept, you know, things that have been done without permits. But now buyers are getting that they're going to go and find something that's not been modified in that way. So I think it's a big issue now, economically speaking, for sellers, in addition to that.
Well, I think the other problem is that every year we move on, we become a much more litigious society. And so the insurance companies and get more and more involved in these kind of issues. So, you know what? The permits are so cheap. And honestly, if you could talk with the inspector, give you the permits and sign you off and stuff, there'll also be a load of knowledge and wisdom for you to help make your project easier. Okay? So make them your friend.
Got it. And so when people are looking to do permits, can they do it themselves with permits, or do they have to hire a builder? They have to hire a professional to go get those permits and do that work for them?
They can do it all themselves, no problems. Get the permits and do the work and come out, give them a call. And generally, when it is a homeowner, that's why I say, if you call the inspector and say, gosh, you know, what are the typical problems I can use? Yes, I do a lot of wiring myself. I'm very, very knowledgeable about wiring. But anytime I do a big project myself, I call an electrician at the very end to look over everything that I did, because it's like painting a room. If you paint your room, the first person into that room is, you missed a spot.
Right, and after you spent all weekend doing it. Well, this is Jim Estrada, owner of Property Inspector LLC. Thanks so much.
Why should you use Property Inspector LLC to inspect your new home? Because our home inspectors are so thorough in the evaluation of the property you're considering purchasing. We mean it when we say we won't let you get stuck buying a money pit. Property Inspector LLC has protected more than 100 home buyers in the Northwest because they're one of the best in the business. Don't get stuck with a bunch of unexpected post-closing expenses. Dial 4-985-3289 now. That's 425-985-3289 to schedule your home inspection today. Prop LC, located in the greater